Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee, Roasting Coffee Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years. With 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno, more at heritagecoffee.com. This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and we're calling today's show COVID in the Margins. Our guests include my 6-year-old daughter, Emma, who's also in recovery, and later we'll speak with Kimberly Sumner, a survivor and advocate of domestic violence and sexual assault. We just heard from Emma as we talked about our experience of COVID and the progression of it. But some of the things that I didn't talk about that I want to talk about now is the uncertainty of it. You know, that it has been incredibly scary because I knew that once my daughter became in contact that my partner had to leave. That means that we were both sick together. Nobody else could be here. I mean, so there was a lot of different thoughts that I had, like what happens if I get too sick that I won't be able to take care of her, or what happens if one of us has to go into the hospital and be separated. And as well as the different information about the virus around town, I knew that I had the virus, but I had to be tested 3 times before a positive came back. We were both sick from the very beginning. It also took my daughter 2 separate tests. So her first test came back negative. Her second test 3 days later came back positive. And my tests were each 4 days apart. And I was very sick from the beginning, and it took 3 tests before I got a positive. And there's a reason why I needed to get the positive test, because we're both in the same household. Without that positive confirmation, then my quarantine date wouldn't have started until hers ended, because you don't know when you would have contracted it. So that's 14 days past. So that would have been, as well as, you know, a lot of confusing dates about when our quarantine would start, you know, and how long are you contagious after the virus? Some people have said, you know, that the date starts 2 days before your symptoms start and 10 days afterwards. Some people say 14. Some people have said 5 days after you are after you don't have symptoms anymore. So there are so many different confusing parts. And we decided to call today's show COVID in the Margins, you know, for the public to think about all of the different ways that COVID affects people in ways that we don't typically think about. I am an advocate and have worked with people for many years. And I know that even prior to us getting the virus, there were a lot of families struggling with homeschooling, but not in the typical way that people think. For survivors, for anyone who struggled with school when they were a child, to then now have to parent their children and be the teacher. You know, I know that's brought up a lot of trauma. And for people who have pre-existing health conditions, you know, there's a lot of medical trauma is a definition of somebody who has medical issues and has to go through the process of seeking medical care multiple times. And, you know, so there's all these different, you know, feelings associated to that, you know, whether that could be, you know, feeling let down by your body, or feeling let down by medical providers, because I think that there's all of these different systems that we come into contact with, and we have this idea of how they'll respond. But for people who have that experience of it, you know, that adds a lot of different layers to it. So I'm happy that we are recovering, and it has been a long journey. They've told us that we're probably going to feel fatigued for a while, and that that we will probably have difficulty breathing for a long while. There are several medical facilities in town that will not see us, even though we have been cleared by the state of Alaska that says that we're no longer contagious. But because there isn't a lot of research, there's a lot of medical communities in town that they don't want to risk it. So we're still navigating through the challenges of the virus. We're going to take another quick break, and up next we'll have Kimberly Sumner, a survivor and advocate of domestic violence and sexual assault, with us. Thank you.